Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's a massive bill that covers all aspects of the federal government as well as providing relief to all sectors of the economy and businesses across the U.S. Specifically for agriculture and for the cotton industry, there are several provisions that we think are very critical. First of all is the bill provides additional funding to USDA through the Commodity Credit Corporation to allow them to stand up disaster assistance payments and relief support to producers, as well as we believe some of that funding needs to be used to help other segments of the cotton industry from the distribution channels all the way through to the textile manufacturers. The bill also includes $9.5 billion that is specifically dedicated to help ag producers respond to this crisis. The bill also provides authority for the Secretary to extend the term of marketing assistance loans from the current 9 months to 12 months to provide some additional time before producers would be required to market their crop, which currently would be in a down market. Beyond those ag-specific provisions, there's a very expansive loan program for small businesses, and this is something that we believe most farmers, but also other agricultural and rural businesses would be able to utilize, including possibly some of our textile industry members. However, it does have a cap on the number of employees that a business can have in order to qualify, and that's 500 employees or less. But this is a loan program geared towards small businesses that could be accessed through your traditional lenders, and a portion of the loan could ultimately be forgiven if the funding is used for payroll or mortgage payments, rent, and utilities during this crisis time period. So this is something that we're continuing to further explore, and we'll be providing additional information for the cotton industry. In addition to that, there's also specific provisions that provide direct relief to individuals and families, as well as other tax-related provisions that would provide relief to businesses regardless of their size. Information on this legislation and a number of the other areas that the council is working on is available on the council's website and the page dedicated to resources on the COVID-19.